Adventures of Uncle Jimmy, a Warner Brothers radio production starring William Farnham. Original story and direction by Edward Lynn. Many things happen so quickly in the lives of families that relatives and friends often are pushed into the background months on end. We promise ourselves that tonight we'll sit down and answer all those letters that have been piling up, and then our good intentions fly out of the window. The Stewarts, as a family, were no exceptions, and soon they found they had created a world of their own, with problems of their own, and were living in it. Miss Brenton's startling discovery of a specialist who might cure Rosalind of her twisted neck had given them all some more food for thought.
Gee, honey, wouldn't it be just wonderful if Mitzi could get that famous doctor in line?
I suppose it would, Bobby. But where would we ever get the money?
Listen, sweet, you don't know Mitzi's powers of persuasion.
I think I do, Bobby.
Oh, gee, there you go, being just like the rest of the family. Can't you forget Mitzi's a woman? Haven't you ever heard of women wanting to do beautiful things for other women?
Yes, I have. But they don't usually start out doing things for other women's husbands.
Well, of all the ungrateful...
I'm not ungrateful. I'm just...
Yeah, I know. Suspicious. Look, honey, if you've got something on your mind, why don't you just come right out with it?
I don't want to talk about it, Bobby. And if I never get well, I'm certainly not going to accept any favors from Mitzi Brent.
Why, Rosalind Stewart, I'm ashamed of you.
Well, I'm not ashamed of myself. I've tried to be tactful and diplomatic, and I've kept quiet. But if you want to know what I really think...
Yes, Rosalind. Just what do you really think?
I think Miss Brenton's interest in you is certainly not impersonal. I'm convinced that...
You're not convinced, but I am, that you're just like Mom. Well, if I had a mind like that, I'd... Yeah, sure. Go on, cry. This is certainly a fine how-do-you-do. Here's a chance, and a mighty big one, too, for Mitzi to get a famous specialist without a penny of cost to come and examine you. And perhaps cure you of a twisted neck so we can go out in the world again. Out with people. And I won't have to be making excuses and offering apologies and having everyone feel sorry for you. Oh, I'm sorry, Ronald. I didn't mean it. Please forgive me. Well, I'm not going to get down on my knees to you.
Excuses for me. He has to apologize for me. Everyone feeling sorry for me. Oh, I wish I were dead.
Rosalind, you know as well as I do, it was just a fit of temper. The boy ain't done nothing wrong.
But he didn't come home last night, although I've a pretty good idea where he was.
Now, Rosalind, dear, I know you're hurt, this being the first time Bobby's flared up since you married him. But don't go jumping at conclusions. Oh, Uncle Jimmy, our first visitor of the morning. And a very welcome one.
Rosalind, dear, I think I can turn your frown into a smile and your sorrow into joy. Bobby slept in his old room last night.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
What time did he get in, Uncle Jimmy?
Oh, around 1:30 in the morning.
There now, Rosalind. What did I tell you?
Yes, he was going right over to see you, but I told him to wait until the pendulum was ticking in the middle of the clock again.
I don't want you to break any confidence, but did he say who he was with?
Mm-hmm. Oh, he'll tell you anyway. It was Mitzi.
I thought so. Well, he certainly must have presented to her the perfect picture of a misunderstood and abused husband.
Now, Rosalind, it might have looked more like the picture of a little boy. Worried. Ashamed.
I'm certainly glad I refused her offer of the specialist. I don't want to be any more in her debt than I can help it. The longer I live, the more I dislike her.
Guess you like her less and less all the time. If you feel she's out to take Bobby away from you.
Well, isn't she?
Now, dear, we're just going round and round on the same subject. I don't want you to think Mother Judson's butting in, but, Rosalind, take the good where you can find it. And there must be some good in Mitzi Brenton. Oh, now, I must get on with my work, if you'll excuse me.
Oh, Uncle Jimmy, I'm just heartsick. Bobby said such terribly cruel things to me.
I know he did, dear. And if you hadn't been jealous of Miss Brenton...
I was jealous of her. No, Uncle Jimmy, I am jealous of her. She sees Robert all day. He sees her all day. She's healthy and glamorous, free to come and go, and I... Well, I'm just his wife, for whom he would have to make excuses and apologize.
Now, Rosalind, dear, you know as well as I do that he didn't mean that. Well, I don't think there's a boy in the world more proud of his wife than Bobby.
I know. And I'll try to forget what happened. Sort of start all over again.
Ah, now, good. That's the spirit I like in you. This won't be the first quarrel, nor the last. It's all part of the picture of family life and human relationships.
Is Bobby coming home for dinner? I mean, here.
Why, of course he is. And with apologies, too. And you accept them, dear. Won't you?
Yes, Uncle Jim.
Yes, and don't be just another forgiving wife. For all the days of your life, just be Robert Stewart's sweetheart.
Mother said no, Johnny, and she wants it to remain no.
But it's only 8 blocks to the movies, and I promised to see just one show and come home.
No, Johnny, movies once a week for you are enough. And just amuse yourself without pestering Mother. She's trying to get this little dress made for Rosalind's baby.
Say, Mom, can I see Rosalind's baby?
Yes, of course, Johnny. When it's born.
Heck, how long does she have to wait for it to be born?
Oh, 4 months.
Gee, that's a long time. Didn't she put in her order early enough, Mom? Well, what's so funny about that?
Oh, nothing, dear, really. Only it just struck Mother that way for a minute.
Say, Mom. If I can't go to the movies tonight, then may I go tomorrow night?
Well, why tomorrow night?
Well, because Frankie's taking Sister Dorothy, and maybe, that is, I think Betty'll be along.
Have Dorothy and Frankie invited you?
No, but they will if I concentrate on them.
Concentrate? Is there something new?
It is and it isn't. Anything any of us kids want who belong to the Dinkies, we just sit out and concentrate. We think, and then it happens, sometimes.
Well, Johnny, we'll just leave it like this. If you can get an invitation from Dorothy and Frankie by concentration, then I'll permit you to go with them.
Gee, that's swell. Hot diggity dog. Hear that, Daddy? Hear that, Uncle Jimmy?
Well, it sounded like we were going to get a hot dog.
Well, I'll have mine with mustard, please.
Excuse me, Mom. I want to use the phone.
Oh, Johnny, Mother wants you to promise that you won't call Frankie Prentice or Betty.
Oh, heck. Jimmy.
I guess I spoiled his concentration.
Spoiled Johnny's what?
Oh, never mind.
I had a nice little talk with Rosalind, Florence. Everything's in apple pie order again.
Oh.
I wanted her to regard that dip as just a lover's quarrel, you know?
Uncle Jimmy, that's the best piece of advice you could have given the child. Now take Florrie and me, for example.
Oh, yes, but... Uncle Jimmy, please take us for examples.
Yes, I'll take you both for examples of one kind or other.
Well, I like that, Florrie. You've given Uncle Jimmy the idea that all we do from morning until night is quarrel.
Arnold, I'll let you in on a secret. Uncle Jimmy's been living in this house for quite a few months now.
I'll go to the door, Mommy.
Oh, I'll hit it out for the den, because if it's company, I'm not in the mood to talk about sweet nothings for 2 or 3 hours.
Hello, Miss Brandon.
Oh. Oh, Uncle Jimmy, I'm in the den with Arnold.
Wait for me there. I'll say he's home.
Oh, come in. Come in, Miss Brenton.
Johnny, this is for you. Now, don't you open it till you get to your room tonight.
Gee, thanks a lot, Miss Brenton.
Oh, I'm so glad you were home, Uncle Jimmy.
Well, I'm glad you're here, my dear. Sit down. Sit down.
Oh, thank you. I just have a few minutes. I should have phoned before coming, I suppose.
Oh, now, don't you stand on formalities with me.
Well... If Rosalind hadn't quarreled with Robert, or whatever happened, I would have gone right to her with this problem.
Yes, Miss Brinton.
But you see, I can't now. Oh, I did so want her to have the advice of Professor Hurtman, the European specialist.
I know, my dear. There's nothing more or less than jealousy.
To be very honest, Uncle Jimmy, I was intrigued at first by Bobby. But as I grew to know Rosalind...
The whole picture changed, eh?
Yes. Oh, I read all that heartache, all that suffering she'd gone through. I read it in her face. But in Bobby's eyes...
You saw other things?
Yes. Oh, Uncle Jimmy, I don't know how in the world I don't know what approach to use to make Rosalind believe in me. But if I could just go to her and tell her what might have happened last night...
What might have happened last night? You mean that when Bobby left Rosalind, he didn't just come to tell you his troubles?
Oh, I kidded him out of this wild talk and plans, but what I saw the first night in the eyes of Robert Stewart, I'm afraid is still there.
Miss Brenton, Rosalind needs you more than ever now.
If that dear child only knew that for a time I can stand between him and what is really inevitable.
And the longer she has this neck affliction, the more chances Rosalind takes on losing Bobby.
Oh, he's young and handsome. It won't be long till he's just bursting with health, gay with youth. Mm-hmm. But just how long will he want to be burdened with a wife and a baby? What do you think, Uncle Jimmy?
I can't think at the moment. All I can do is wonder.
Surely somewhere, sometime in the life of Mitzi Brenton, she must have been hurt. Cruelly hurt to know so much about men. Will Rosalind accept her for a friend? And what will Uncle Jimmy do in the dilemma that once more faces the Stewart?